Long Island's red light Robin Hood is arrested again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In New York, Suffolk County, Stephen Ruth was tired of getting dinged by the red light cameras. He tried protesting to legislators.
Enough! It's time to end this program immediately out of respect for the lives lost and out of respect for God!
But nothing was done, so he went out with a long pole and started re-aiming the cameras at the sky, even posting a how-to video.
Okay, in order to do this successfully, you only need a pair of balls and a painter's extension rod. I'm going to show you how easy it is.
That finally got him arrested, but the county still did nothing about the cameras. So he started cutting the camera wires and took a TV crew on a tour of his work.
You cut these wires?
Yes, I did, in order to save lives.
So this week, the cops arrested him again, which is what he wants, so he can testify that by causing drivers to speed up on the yellow light, the cameras actually kill more people than they save. But I have to say, even if the cameras are actually causing all the red light running, think about it. That means there are drivers willing to kill themselves and you to get out of a ticket. And meantime, the video from these cameras, which is all over the internet, reveals the astonishing number of people driving with their eyes closed. It's terrifying. I know you're saying, Dave, let natural selection take care of them. Except, they also take out innocent people whose driving gene isn't defective. So, okay, forget the tickets. Just post the videos with the names and addresses of the red light runners. And then let natural selection take over. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.